Okay, that's Psul Chamsan. Okay, so we're flying through the third parak here in Chaf Hem and Beis, right, covering ground. We haven't addressed yet the Mishnah had four psulin. Mishnah had Masach Bekuvia, which we spoke about, Ma'av Beribis, we spoke about, Africha Yonim, we didn't speak about, there was really nothing much new there, and Socha Shriyas, for some reason, Gemara thinks we're going to speak about on. But the Gemara in Chaf Hem and Beis adds on two more psulim onto the list of the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, Tana Hosif Alein HaGazlon VaChamsonim. Two more. A Gazlon and a Chamson are also going to be disqualified from the Edus. Gemara asks, Gazlon Deraisa? What do you mean, Gazlon? What's the Chiddush here? I mean, Deraisa was a possible. No one added that onto the list. So the Gemara says, Lo Tzich Nol Nitzacha El Mitzias Chay Shot V'Katam. No, they only added on not for real Gzela Deraisa, it was added on to include a Mitzia that a Chayish Katan, Chayish Shoter Katan found. If you stole such an object, that would only be Gzela Midirabanon, and that type of psul they added on. Meikara Savar, why didn't they add this on in the beginning? Because Meikara from the beginning Savar Mitzias Chayish Shoter Katan Lo Shichi. It wasn't so common, very infrequent. There's no need to add such a psul. Inami, alternatively. The only reason why it was forbidden to do to take away the mitzvah of a chayish shot v'katan because it was darach shalom. But when a chayish shot v'katan picks up a mitzvah, there's no real kinyan there, and therefore, if someone were to go ahead and take it away the mitzvah, there's no real gzela. It's only darach shalom. So that's why originally they never created a psul. However, the Gemara says, Kevin dechazu the sof sof mamonahu the kashachi paslin rabban. Once they saw that these people who would take the mitzvah of a cheshot v'katan would go ahead and grab away real objects owned by people, they would do real stealing. It would lead to stealing. They passed even these people, even though they never performed the gezel just yet. They only stole away the cheshot v'katan's mitzvah. That's enough to pass them from being an eight or a dime. Okay, so there's not much to talk about for that edition. But then the Gemara says, what about a chamson? So Chamson and Meikara, what do they think in the beginning? Why did they not include a Chamson in the list in the Mishnah? So Meikara suffered Dmei Koyohiv. Akrei Ba'almahu, they would give money for the object. They would convince and pressure the seller to sell them the object. It was only happenstance. It only happened once in a while. But Kevin Dechazu Dekochatvi, once they saw this led to something else, if I would pressure the Mocher to sell me something, that would lead to something additional. Gzela, Gazu Barabanan. The Chacham made a gzera that these people who pressure the mocher to sell something, they know it's going to lead to stealing also, so even though you haven't stole yet, you're going to be disqualified. And that's what the Raisa meant by adding on Chamsonim. So if you look in the Shom now, we'll go into it. What type of gzela would this lead to? If I pressure the mocher to sell me something, I give him money for it, what would that lead to? So Rashi says, in Gdibra Masel Kevin Dechazu Dechatvi, since they saw they were grabbing away, Bishakli, and they would take it away, Kilomar Deafil Dumei Koyahiv, they would even give money. They would pressure the Mocha, and they would pay him for it. Nothing wrong with that. But they realized, the Chum saw, the Asi Lide Gazlanas, that ultimately led, and will lead, to stealing. What type of stealing? Kilomar Mishayab Kasha Libailim Limkor. It was very difficult. The Balaam really didn't want to sell what they were selling. Very unwilling. And against the will, they would grab the objects. And the Zorkin Hamos Lefneim. Then they would throw the money at them. Originally, they would first pressure the Mocher or the Baal. Give me that piece of clothing, let's say, and I'll pay you money for it. Eventually, it turned into them grabbing from the Baal and then giving money and throwing money at them in place. There's no loss of money. And in the end of the day, the Baal walked away with $100 for the $100 shirt he gave him. But they grabbed away the shirt from him. And that was the gzela it would ultimately lead to. They would grab it away from the Baal. The Yadarma says a similar thing. The Yadarma writes, came into Chazu de Kochatvi, since they saw they were grabbing the Shakli Ke'en Gezel. It's like gzela. They would throw money at them. So it was Cain Gazela, they were stealing, even though they were paying money for it. Just like Rashi. Who argues in saying that the Chamsan will lead to something new? right? According to Rashi Adama, Chachamson leads to Gzela of taking away the object and giving money in its place. The Tosas Rush says differently. Tosas Rush writes that it's going to lead to stealing Ulvasof, in the end, paslinu. Why do they passle them? Mishum dechazu dezimnin dechatvi vechashakli. They saw that they were taking, grabbing things away. Bal karchayu, against the will of Baal. Below nesinas damen, without paying money. Okay? So, Tosafot Rush thought that a chamtan led to grabbing from the Baal without even paying any money. That was the gzeila it led to. And Rashi Yadarma says, no, it led to them grabbing away objects, even though they paid money for it. That was still gzeila. In other words, they're arguing about a case, if I grab something away and I pay money back for it, is that going to be gzeila or will that not be gzeila? Rashi and the Yadarma think, if I grab something away and then pay money for it, that's still gzeila. That's what a chamtan eventually will lead to be doing. Originally, a chamtan just pressured the guy to give me your object and I'll pay you back for it. It ultimately leads to me grabbing the object first and then paying back for it. Tosafot Rush thinks, no, if I pay the money for him in the end of the day, that's not gzeila. Gzeila is only when I take the object and never pay him for it. Below nisinas damim. That's what the gzeila that's going to lead to. That's the machlokas Rashi versus the Tosafot Rush. So what's this machlokas about? What are they arguing about? I know Yoni and Jake suggested something. Want to say? Any of you?
Jacob?
Anyone else?
So it could be about like we had earlier, how do you define gzeila in general? Is it more about the mice of pituf, or there has to actually be a hesed mamon? So according to Rashi, Rashi and Yad Ramah, they see no problem calling something kain gezel or gezel, even though the person's getting their money back, as long as there was a pituf. If you die, whatever, that alone considers it gazela, even though the guy is reimbursed with the money, it doesn't matter. According to the Rush, no, he doesn't see that as gazela. It's only when there's hesed mama.
Exactly. And Rashi would be the shita also, because Rashi, we mentioned a number of times, he continues to always quote the pasuk of Vayigzal Sachanis to emphasize the chatifa, the grabbing, the maisa vera, the maisa gazela is what the maisa iser is. As opposed to Tosafot Rush, I'm not sure she's in general, but here he seems to indicate that if I were to pay money to the guy, even though I grabbed it first, but I paid him money, that wouldn't be gzeila, because in the end of the day, the guy walked away without losing any money. Before he had a $100 shirt, now he has $100 of cash. But he didn't lose any money. It's only when you grab something away and don't pay him back, the guy walks away with down $100, and that's gzeila. Because according to Tosafot Rush, it's not about the mais chatifa, it's not about grabbing, it's about the hepsed mammon that you caused the other guy. So it connects to the discussion we had in a different year. So there's a Gemara in the Bava Metzia that discusses the case of if I were to grab something away in order to return the object. Okay, if I grab something away just to play games with you, to trick you, to tease you, and I want to ultimately return it back to you. So what if I want to grab something away in order to pay you back money, which is basically this case. Gzeila almanas l'shalim. I steal something in order to pay it back. So the Rav Chanan in Baba Kama in Kovit Shirim Os Aleph thinks it's a davar pashut that you are not over the iser gzeila if you give money for it. He assumes, like the Tosafot Rush, if you were to take something away and to return it, the money for him, for the object you took, you will not be over the Issa Gzela. That's what he assumes, Pashut. Right? You guys saw that right in the beginning?
Because it's only
Issa
Gneva?
Right. Issa Gneva, but not Issa Gzela.
Right.
The Eino over below Sigzel, the Yohiv Dume. According to one opinion in Tosafot Baba Kama, Baba Metzi rather, if you return the money, you don't. And Rav Chanan Bal Basra, Os Samach Gimel, this is case of Eov, who used to steal from the Yisomim, the fields of the Yisomim, the orphans, he would steal it away from them in order to be mashpiach. He had a good intention. Mamash kicked them off their land, stole it, but he returned it to them in a much better condition. So they ask, what do you mean? Isn't lo signav amnas l'shalim kefa? If I steal something, gneva, in order to pay back twice, that's still gneva. How is he able to do this? Okay, I'm stealing their land, I'm doing gzela in their face, I'm kicking them off in order to, you know, mishan kefal, to give them back double, if you will. So Rechanan says, maybe Eov wasn't, you know, the machokis, whether Eov was Jewish or not. Maybe he wasn't Jewish. So
this is Eov.
Yeah, this is the Eov. The book, right. The book Eov. So the number of opinions, you know, if Eov was Jewish or he's not Jewish, when exactly he lived, the Gemara Babasa talks about. So it's possible that maybe Bnei Noach were not commanded on this aspect of Gzela. Maybe only Gzela Gneva directly, they're Chayiv. But maybe Gneva Almanas L'Shalim, they're not Chayiv. Only real Gneva Mamish. That's one approach, he says. Maybe also, it's possible the Gneva, there's a difference of Gneva versus Gzela. Gneva Almanas L'Shalim Kefil, you're Chayiv, you're over this, or Gneva. But the Gzela Almanas L'Shalim, maybe you're not over this, or Gzela. Okay? So Rav Chanan in two different places, he seems to be noted that there's no problem of Gzela Amanash L'Shalim.
Where's this one
found? Babasa where? Babasa Os Samach Gimel. Now, you know, in Os Samach Gimel, Babasa, he's not 100% sure. He says, sure, it's possible, but his inclination is towards that Gzela Amanash L'Shalim is no Isser. Even though Gneva, if I steal something from you, you know, you're not knowing, I go into your house, I do Gneva, and I'm in mind to return it to you, everyone agrees there's an Isser Gneva. When it comes to Gzela, in front of your face, I take something away, and I have in mind to return it to you or pay back to you, that he thinks never pashas. Everyone says there's no Isser Gzela. It's pointing out that it seems the Machlokas are showing him here in Sanhedrin whether that's really true. He's right according to the Tosfos Rush. Tosfos Rush thinks if I steal something on the condition of returning money, that's not Gzela. It's only Gzela if I take something below Nisinaz Damim without returning money. But according to the Rashi Yad Ramah, it sounds like even if I give money after I stole, I did a chatifa, even though I have conditioned, I have in mind, I'll tonight to pay back money afterwards, I throw money in his face afterwards, that's still an Isser Gzela according to Rashi and Yad Ramah. So it's really this, what he seems to be noted towards Riyah Machlokes, because we're showing him here in Sanhedrin. Okay, now there's a Gemara in Bava Metzia, which I referred to, if I, I bring the Shita Mikubetas. Anyone has Shita on them? No one has Shita? Oh, thanks. What? So, the Gemara Bava Metzia Daf Samach Aleph Omen Beis has a drasha that lo signov al manas lemekat is an issur lo signov. If I would mean I steal something on the condition of lemekat, Rashi says lemekat is letzair. I steal something, but I really have intention of returning it to him. I just want to play a game with him, tease him a little bit, cause him some tzair, but I really have in mind of returning it to him. That's an issur gneva, says the Rashi. I steal something to return it. Thank you. The Shita Mikubetes in Bava Metzia argues in Rashi and says, what do you mean? That's not Geneva. Every day people do it. Maisim Chol Yom, people are taking things and teasing people away. That's not Geneva. Rather, he says, he does have in mind to keep it to himself. Divade b'day to la'akiv ha'geneva b'yada, I really had intention of keeping it in my hand. So what's the chiddush? I'm not doing it for my own hana. It's not that I want this shirt I'm taking, I just don't want him to have it. I'm causing him pain. But it has to be a case where I'm ma'akev it b'yado. I plan on returning it. Yeah. The Gemara says, Geneva almanas lemekat is a problem. Stealing something on condition of, what does lemekat mean? Of causing tsar. Rashi says it's causing tsar to the guy. I want to tease the guy. Implied from Rashi that I would steal it to return it, though. Just for a couple hours, I want him to go home and say, where's my shirt? Where's my $500 shirt? Where is it? I plan on returning it to him. But still, that's Gneva, according to Rashi. The Shita Mikubetes says, that's not Gneva. all people tease all the time. I take things away. I take someone's pen for a couple hours to make him, you know, trick him to cause him some sorrow. But I really don't plan on keeping it. That's not a problem. So the Shita says it has to be a case where I plan on keeping it forever. I plan on keeping it out of your hands forever. So what's the chiddush if I can't? If I plan on keeping it myself, of course that's geneva. The chiddush is, the Shita says, is because I don't take it for my own hana. I don't really care for this pen or this shirt. I just don't want you to have it. I'm being mitzari. I'm trying to give you some tsar for that. But it has to be a case where I'm holding on to it. So these two opinions, I think, are arguing the same idea that Rashi thinks, even though I'm trying to return it, I'm going to return the object. It's talking about gneva, not gzela. But just like Rashi says, if I take the object to give you money, it's going to be gzela still because I did a chatifa. So too, if I steal something to return the actual object, it's also going to be gneva. Because it's all about the Maisa Gneva or Maisa Gzela. Right now I'm assuming that they are the same. It's very possible you can be Michalik, one's about Maisa, one's about Totsah, but right now I'm assuming they're the same. So Rashi would believe Shitaso, that it's all about the action of taking, even though there's no Hefsan Mamon. Because I'm going to pay him back the money, in our case, to the Gemara Sanhedrin, or in the Gemara and Baba Mitzi, I'm going to return the actual object to him as well, causing no Hefsan Mamon to him.
What about the moment that you steal it? And that, I mean, let's say he needs it for that time period, whatever, so that is there not
a
Hefsan Mamon during that time period?
Right, so I guess whether that's considered Hefsan Mamon or not. I hear that. That could also know, maybe they both really agree there is Hefsan Mamon, but maybe to what degree is Hefsan Mamon? Is Hefsan Mamon considered 1 hour, 1 day, or Hefsan Mamon's only Liolam? I hear that. Now, on the other hand, the Shita Mikubetsa says, no, you can't even talk about Geneva if I'm not holding on to it. If there's no Hefsan Mamon, that's not Geneva. It has to be a case where I'm holding on to it forever. I don't plan on returning it to him. It's just a chiddush because you think there's no hana here. Now, why that's a chiddush, I'm not sure exactly, but it has to be a case where there's hefsan mamon. Okay, so let's now just do. So that's really the issue I wanted to bring out of this Chamsan case. Now, just quickly, Shita Sarambam on Chamsan. So the Rambam in Hilchas Eidus Perek Yud Halacha Dalad. What does he do that's interesting? What does he write? Jake, I know you found it finally, right? Rambam. What does he write? What does Rambam write that's interesting? Seems to go against our Gemara.
Seems to hold that Hamsun is a assuming the
Raisa. Right. Rambam writes in Halacha Dalad, we read this Halacha a number of times. V'yo, di'esh sham risham, shayu psulun leidus. There are other Rishon there, Pasal Eidus, even though they're not, even though they pay Bnei Tashlumim, and they're not Chayv Malkus, they're still included under the Psul of Ki Yokum Eid Chamas. Psul Deraisa. Psul Eid Chamas. What are examples of Psul Chamas? Kigon Haganavim, okay. V'achamsonim. Afa Pisha Hichzir Harehu Psul Eidus, Meish Shiganav Hagazim. Chamson are on the list as an example of something that's possible with deraisa. So the Gemara says that Chamson are not deraisa, they're only possible with derbanan. So what's the Rambam doing? He's putting Chamson on the list of deraisas. The Kesef Mishnah, of course, picks up on this, and he says that it's Masha from the Rambam that Chamson is deraisa, but he quotes a Rabbeinu Yerucham that says, no, there are some who think it's Chamson is deraisa, but they're really wrong, Chamson's only with derbanan. Like a Gemara and some hedgin here, Chafe. So what does he do? He says really the word gazlon should be makum chamsonim. He made a mistake. It should read ganovim v'gazlonim. It shouldn't read ganovim chamsonim. Chamsonim is derbanim. It should read ganovim v'gazlonim.
That's what he quotes.
That's what he thinks is his own chiddush. Okay. Oh, maybe you could really keep the word chamsonim in there because maybe the chamsonim is just the way the pasuk refers to a gazlan as a chamas, but not a chamsonim of the Gemara, it's really a chamsonim of the Raisa. So, okay. The one thing to note, the Rambam oftentimes likes to quote the exact lashon of Mishnayos and Brisos. He likes oftentimes to do that. So we did have the Brisa. When the Brisa originally was presented, the Rambam is accurate. The Brisa says, Hagazon v'chamsonim. I guess Rama has a ganavim. All right, so forget that last point, I guess. All right, maybe not a good point. Okay, so what's pshat? If you want to maintain the girsa of the Rama, what's pshat? Why is Rama putting chamsonim on the list of deraisis? So the Gemara in Baba Kama, anybody see the Gemara in Baba Kama? No one? Book your testament off? Did you see it? Alright, so basically Gemara there talks about a number of drushes there and different drushes related to Gzela. So the Gemara does bring a brisa that a chamson is the source to psul chamson. Yeah. Now, the source are only found in Nach though, but they are psukim they bring. So that might not be a deraisa, it might not be a derabanan either, but closer to a deraisa than a derabanan. They're definitely not included in the chamson that the Gemara had added on to. So so if you saw the Tosfos in Baba Metzia, Tosfos Baba Metzia and Tosfos Baba Kama say those psukim brought in regards to a chamson. Gemara Baba Kama brings sources for chamson, why it's deraisa, why it's asur deraisa. So Tosfos in two places says that's only in a smach de balma. It's not real source. It's not real source, because the Gemara in Sanhedrin says it's only derabanan. However, it's very possible to say Rambam thinks no, it is a real source. It's a real source, and that's why it's on the list. It really is deraisa. Okay, it has a Rambam read the Gemara in Baba in Sanhedrin then, because the Gemara does go on to say a chamson's derabanan. So okay, fine. You have a Gemara in Baba Kama that says it might be deraisa, so that's why the Rambam includes it on the deraisa list. But what did he do with the Gemara in Sanhedrin? The Rambam himself even goes on later to quote the Gemara in Sanhedrin as well. He says, "V'chein kol ha'over al gezel shedireihem, harehu pasim edireihem." Ketza, what's the example? Ha'chamsonim. V'chein al lochin karka of metaltin shalav ratan abaylim. Af apishin nosin ha'adomim harehu psul medireihem. Rambam has two forms of chamsonim. It's a chamson derais in the beginning, and a chamson der rabbanon later on. Okay, so basically, what I'm trying to point out is just from the not so much lom this year, but in terms of the shittas Rambam, there are two types of chamsonim. And Tosfos Rush seems to indicate this as well in our sugya here. There are two types of chamsonim. There's one that's deraisa, and then there's one that's derabanan. He says, Meikara lo paslini de chamson deraisa hainu gazlan de lo yav dami. There's a chamson of a deraisa level, which is a person who does not give any money, and that's basically a gazlan that was included in the original thing. That's the chamson of the pasuk. That's one type of chamson. And yet there's another type of chamson shebalashon chachamim, which the chachamim call chamson. That's where they would give them demand. They would give pay money. In other words, the Tosfos Rosh says there are two types of chamsonim: the chamson deraisa and the chamson derabanan. Chamson deraisa, where you don't pay money. Chamson derabanan is where you do pay money, and that's meduyak in the Rambam actually. Yeah.
He
says, right.
That's a gazlan. It sounds, the way I read it was like, it's like really the word chamson deraisa doesn't exist. That's a gazlan. But then they came up with this word of chamson that's derabanan.
Exactly. So that might be what the Kesem Mishnah was saying. You look at the list, it says, Kigon ha-ganovim ha-chamsonim. Where's gazlanim on the list? The Kesem Mishnah's second answer says, well, maybe chamsonim was the Rambam's way of referring to gazlanim, because it's really the same thing. Chamson is the way the Torah refers to a gazlan. And the chamson derabanan is where you pay money. And that's meduyak in the Rambam, because when he quotes the second appearance of chamsonim, the chamson deraisa, he says, afa pisha nos madamim harel psul medirem. Even though you paid money for it, that's the chamson derabanan. It's actually a bit clear here. Tosfos Rosh says it pretty explicitly, but people do argue. In other words, there are two types of chamsonim. You have a chamson deraisa in the Gemara Baba Kama, you have a chamson derabanan in the Gemara Sanhedrin. You have two ways of dealing with it. Either saying it's all derabanan, all deraisa, or really three ways, or two dinim. Tosfos in two places thinks it's all derabanan, and the Gemara Baba Kama is simply a smach de balma. nobody says the chamtsin is deraisa across the board that I've seen. So that's not a really good shita. But the third approach is there are really two dinim. The two types of chamtsanim. There's a chamtsin deraisa, which is basically gzela, where you don't pay money for it. And then there's a chamtsin deraisa, derabanan rather, where you do pay money for it. And that's shita saralam and shita tosus rush. There's not too much lumness there, but just realize whenever you see the word chamtsin in Gemara and Rishonim and Poskim, just have to figure out which chamtsin is referring to. The deraisa or derabanan, if you hold up such a distinction. Yeah. Later, and that same halacha dal. Halacha dal is very long. Halfway through halacha dal, he says, and there's also gzela derabanan, namely hacham sanim. But didn't you say before hacham sanim is deraisa? So for some reason, the Kesef Mishnah I don't think picked up on this. But I think it's pretty clear in the Rambam that there are two types of hacham sanim. Basically, what the Tosafot Rashi said. All right. So tomorrow we'll start the sugya of Losachmud.